And the race is on in online retail sales. Walmart is offering free shipping this week, getting rid of its $50 spending minimum. It's also offering deals on everything from toys to HD TVs and Xbox One consoles. It is a counterpunch to Amazon's annual shopping day, Amazon Prime Day, which is tomorrow. Are you wearing your party hat? Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money, joins us. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And Prime Day is a big day for a lot of people. Walmart tried to compete with it last year. They lowered the spending minimum that qualifies for free shipping. Now they're getting rid of the spending minimum. What's going on? Are they losing customers to Amazon?
Well, I don't know if they're losing. It's just that they're losing the battle to Amazon. And, you know, if you look at the projections in the next 5 years, it looks like Amazon is going to actually dominate online sales, maybe taking up to 60% of all sales. It's unbelievable. So Walmart's trying to strengthen its e-commerce business. They have been trying to do so for a few years. But you know what? They saw an increase of 7% of sales on their website and their mobile app in the last quarter. But that's down from 17% a year ago. So yeah. I think this is maybe a little kickstart.
Well, let's explain to people they have these services, but you pay for them. Walmart offers the competitor to Amazon Prime. It's called Shipping Pass. It's unlimited two-day shipping. It's $49 a year. That's less than Amazon Prime's $99 a year, but the Prime membership includes video streaming and other things. So what more? I mean, how is Walmart doing in matching Amazon?
I think they're kind of losing the battle, and I know that they're going to keep trying, because honestly, let's look at the big picture here, right? Total retail sales last year were about $4.7 trillion, right? But, you know, that includes automobiles and gas. So if you take it out of there, you would say, you take those big categories out, you'd say that online is still a small percentage of the overall. So when you say, like, big picture, Walmart's doing just fine. It is still the world's largest retailer, and online sales are growing much faster than the brick and mortar sales, but still, brick and mortar sales are pretty awesome. It's very clear, though, that Walmart is trying to really put an emphasis. I don't think they believe they're going to beat Amazon. They just want a share of that pie. You know, my former boss, Neil Ash, he used to run CBS Interactive, now runs Walmart's global sales and that whole division. And I know that he is hyper focused on saying, just give me a bigger piece of the pie. It doesn't have to be the whole pie.
Yeah, we talk about this fight over free shipping. Is it really free, or does the price rise?
Well, you know, look, there are ways to check that. So I feel like we're smarter consumers. I think what a lot of these programs do, however, is it encourages us to actually spend so much more than we would have. And we know that Amazon doesn't give us specific numbers, but what we do know is that Amazon Prime customers spend about twice as much as the other customers. And I have a feeling that Walmart sort of says, hey, wait a second, if we hook them into this free shipping, they'll spend more per customer. They're better customers. And that's obviously what they're trying to do, is capture a larger share of our wallets.
Okay, but do we really need another shopping holiday?
Well,
really?
I know. Okay, so it's July, and I'm from New York. We used to have Crazy Eddie, and he would say, Christmas in July. And so it's sort of an old-time scheme just to get people there. I will also note, by the way, that back-to-school discounts are starting. You ready? This week.
Okay.
I know, that's frightening.
Just remember, people, it's a scam to get you to buy. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks so much.
Take care.